Winthrop High School football coach now, John Cadigan, is back with us. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me again, Rick.
Guys, off to a great start, 2-0. And by my statistics here that I have, not only unbeaten but also unscored upon. Is that right?
Yes. So first two games we played pretty good on defense, obviously. Got two shutouts, so always work to improve on. But when you can shut an opponent out, especially in our league, you know, it's pretty impressive.
Tell me a little bit about the Salem game, Coach, because, you know, you guys, was that a home game or an away game?
It was an away game at Bishop Fenwick.
At Fenwick, okay, right. All right, so you got a lot of offense, and maybe you could tell me a little bit about who stood out for you in that game and the improvement that you have seen.
So, you know, right off the bat in the Salem game, it's a little bit of a different start time, you know, Saturday at 4 o'clock. Usually you're playing Saturday kind of, you know, 12 o'clock starts, a little bit earlier than that. So we wanted to get off to a good start. We were able to block a punt on the first drive. And then the first play of the game, senior captain Chris Farrar had a 25-yard touchdown run. So, you know, we felt pretty good. That's a, you know, good start of the game, obviously, blocking a punt and first play of offense, scoring a touchdown. You know, our seniors played well. We are a heavy senior-laden team. Ryan Hovermill had over 100 yards rushing, but yet didn't get a touchdown, so that was kind of a crazy stat.
Mm-hmm.
Our senior quarterback, Dylan Daugherty, threw for two touchdowns. One of them was to Chris Ferrara. And the other was to junior wide receiver Mikey Chobbs. Bobby Hubert, who's really been our guy the last couple of years, he only had probably three carries. He scored a touchdown on one of them and actually had a punt return for a touchdown on another one. So that's his second punt return for a touchdown in as many weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of those things as a head football coach, anytime you block punts and you score on special teams and then your offense, you know, is playing how it's playing and your defense, you know, you're pretty happy with it. There's obviously a lot to improve on week to week, but, you know, we always talk about it as we do not apologize for winning at Winthrop High School.
Oh, Lordy. Coach Paul Ingram is our football analyst. I work with Paul for many, many years, and one of the things he absolutely worked in with his successful years at Gloucester was special teams and especially punts. He just emphasized it, and it is so important. But it's so hard, Coach, isn't it, when you've got such a shortened preseason and at times even a shortened practice season, because you don't know when the old COVID protocol thing's going to, you know, rear its ugly head.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, the last probably, I think it was 14 years or 13 years I was the defensive coordinator, and this year is my first year as the special teams coach. So my coaches kind of get on me because the special teams periods this year have been a little longer than the years past.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those things that we do practice special teams, obviously, and we go through it. And sometimes your kids look at you like, Coach, why are we doing this or why are we doing that? And, you know, the last 2 weeks we've been able to kind of show these guys, if you do exactly what we tell you to do on special teams and get to the right spots, that good things can happen.
Excellent.
I was happy about that because you're seeing the stuff that you're coaching on film, and you're seeing your guys do it. So I was happy with that.
Did you know, we always see in the NFL, or at least locally, I know Belichick gets a lot of special teams players. They're not necessarily regulars, but he's got a 53-man roster. Do some of your kids get to, you know, shine on special teams where they might not be starters? Is there an opportunity for them, or is it just too important to rely on maybe some of the younger kids?
I think it's a great question, Rick. I think it's more of a mix of both. You know, like, you want to have your best players out on the field, but you also want to give your guys a break. I mean, especially at you know, Winthrop High School where we do have, you know, you have probably 50 guys in your whole program. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're probably playing both ways and sometimes you're playing three ways. But yeah, we have a good mix. Actually, in the Salem game, one of our sophomores, who I think is going to be a very good player for us in the next couple of years, Robert Noonan, actually recovered an onside kick.
Oh, wow.
And it was more of a chip kick, Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's flying down the field and was able to get the bounce and recover it. So we do have some underclassmen that are performing well for us on special teams. But like I said, it's probably a good mix of both.
Good to know. Final question, I think, about that game, Coach. Can you mention a lineman? You may have with some of the names already, but maybe a lineman when you watch the film said, okay, man, this you've done good today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the wing tee offense, you know, your guards are really kind of the MVP of the offense at times because they're always pulling and, you know, and have to make blocks of space. So you got to have some athletic kids. And we kind of talk about our guards as being more like fullbacks in terms of, like, you know, beat a running back, kind of not necessarily create your own hole, but you can see the hole just like the back and then kind of work off of it that way. But our two guards, two seniors, one's a captain, Stevie Perullo, and Matt Hurley, really, they've done a tremendous job leadership-wise. You know, Matt's been a starter for us the last 3 years. TV's been a starter for us the last 2 years. So it's great to have guards that, you know, have played the position and, you know, buy into it. And it's funny because that first play of the game against Salem, you know, our offensive coordinator in the film session, he kind of tags it up and, you know, makes notes and he put all dots on all of our guys. And if you get a dot on the play, that means, you know, you executed the block perfectly. And we had 11 blocks on that first play. So,
goodness.
You know,
wow.
You're happy about that.
Yeah. Hello. Well, you know, you mentioned seniors, and I'm sure the seniors probably had a lot of anxiety this week when the Cathedral game was called off. And I'm reminded of a couple of weeks ago when St. Mary's opponent was called off, and they ended up playing St. John's Prep. And good Lord, Coach, it seems like you're in a similar situation. You're not going to play Cathedral, but you did pick up an opponent.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talked to the coaches. I'm more stressed the whole week. You know, the whole week I'm stressed, and then once we get to Friday and we actually kick the ball off, that's like the best part of the week. You know,
like yeah, okay.
Everything up to that point is just a stressful situation. We had a game scheduled for Cathedral, didn't work out. We were going back and forth with some other schools. It didn't quite work out. You know, we're sitting there after Tuesday's practice. You know, and I'm telling my guys, hey, you know, we're still looking for games. But, you know, more or less, let's focus on ourselves this week if we don't get a game. And then, lo and behold, Framingham popped up late last night, and we jumped on the opportunity.
Now, when I was covering sports for the radio station, it was Framingham South and Framingham North. Is this a combined school, or do they have a designation? Is this one of the other schools in Framingham?
They're very big, so I would hope that be the combined school as opposed to, like, I wouldn't want to see what the other half looks like.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think they are combined. I think it's just one school, Framingham, so.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Okay, and the game, now, here's the other added stress factor for you. It's not going to be on Saturday. It's going to be on Thursday.
Yeah. You know, it just goes back to all the stuff that we were talking about, guys, you know, in way back in March of last year and even in the summertime when we were able to kind of get back to work out here and there is, you know, this is going to be we got to be the most flexible team in the state, you know, in terms of it could be one of those situations where, you know, hey, you got to play in the parking lot on a Tuesday and that's your only game this week. And, you know, our guys have always kind of been happy to rise to the challenge and kind of like, you know, we don't care where or when, just you know, let's go. So,
all right.
You know, that's our mentality, especially this week.
Okay, and it is Framingham. It's the one school, Framingham football. They've beaten Lincoln Sudbury, and they got them down as 2-0 anyway. It looks like they beat Brookline and and Wellesley, I guess it is. So that's
– yeah. Okay,
all right. So that's again, that's at Winthrop at Miller Field at 6:30 on Thursday. Coach, I hope David can slay the Goliath on Thursday night.
I'm with you on that one, Rick. Thank you.
Hey, listen, congratulations. And you know what, but it does point out the resiliency, the toughness, and the desire that you and your kids have. So congratulations on that. Good luck. Stay safe, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate the coverage, as always.
Thank you, Coach. That's Sean Cadigan, who was the high school football coach at Winthrop High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.